Now, so far we've heard how science can inspire comedy, but science and comedy can also meet offstage. Miracentha Lingam met up with Nivea Funny Woman Award winner Catherine Ryan, and she is a comedian. She volunteered herself to be genetically profiled.
At the end of January, Channel 4 and the Wellcome Trust launched an 8-part online mini-series called Roots, which saw award-winning comedian Catherine Ryan send a sample of her saliva to a lab in a bid to help her understand what's hidden in her genes.
For the Roots project, I had to spit in a tube and send away my DNA to have a full genome profile done.
Before you did it, how did you feel about having your DNA sequenced? Were you nervous?
I was always open to the idea. I'm not afraid of information. I think that it can only help you. I really was interested to know the results.
You actually already knew a little bit about your genetics before you did this, didn't you?
Yeah, I've had some bad news already, I guess. I had melanoma 2 years ago. That was a little bit advanced, so I had to have a few surgeries to get rid of that. And that's a particularly aggressive form of skin cancer. And there are different genes they can test, different markers that might say you'd have a higher probability of getting cancer than someone else. And it was just something that I'd love to do, to see what else is in there. And I'm having a baby this year, and I really wanted to see what I might be a carrier of.
What did you find out?
Well, funny things, I found out that I'm not resistant to malaria or the norovirus, and I'm not resistant to AIDS, which is weird. I didn't know anybody was resistant to AIDS. I learned that lupus is closely related to celiac disease, which runs in my family. They're both autoimmune disorders, and I have a prostate cancer gene, but I don't have a prostate gland, so I'm okay. I don't have schizophrenia or Parkinson's or cystic fibrosis carrier traits. And so some good news and bad news all mixed in there. I mean, it's a huge profile that you get back. Some of the information was that my eyes are blue. I knew that. I'm very white. I think my ancestry comes from Ireland and nowhere else. It was all just very interesting. They add research to it all the time, and it's really interesting. They compare your results with people with your same background, and it's just, there's always something new to learn.
That was comedian Catherine Ryan discussing her experience of having her genome profiled. But how is this profile actually done? And how relevant is the information that it provides us with? I met up with Steve Jones, head of genetics at University College London, to find out, starting with why spit is such a good sample to use.
Well, it's not really spit, because spit is just an organic liquid, but more important, it's got cells floating in it. And cells, of course, are what your body's made out of, about trillions and trillions of cells. And that will contain enough cells for them to take off to the lab, take the DNA out of it, and do this magical sequencing.
And so once a sample has been sent off, what actually happens to get a sequence of someone's DNA?
Well, it's quite a complicated business. There's a whole variety of methods of actually doing it. One way is basically to take a set of molecular scissors which snip a particular point. They might cut a particular three-letter sequences and just snip all the way along the DNA into tiny little fragments, often overlapping with each other, look for the overlaps, and then rebuild up the whole sequence. That's how you do a DNA sequence. Actually, I think what this young lady had done probably wasn't quite a sequence. It was looking at individual points in the DNA to see whether they varied compared to the population as a whole.
So what does looking at particular points or markers, I'm assuming, then in someone's DNA and comparing it to the population as a whole, what can that tell you about someone?
In some ways, looking at a short length of DNA is a bit like looking at a surname. If you look at a surname in the European system, it passes from fathers to sons to grandsons and so on. Any short length of DNA, as long as it's short enough, will travel down the generations as a block of letters. And by looking at that block of letters, you're really sorting out your identity in relation to the other people around you. They look at predetermined spots, points in the DNA, which they know varies from person to person, and which quite often we already know predispose to certain inherited conditions, perhaps in association with the environment.
Once someone has their genome sequenced in this way, what is the result of this sequencing that they see?
So what you can produce is what's sometimes called a haplotype, which is just a statement of what your identity at particular points in the DNA is. But if she's interested in health, of course, there are particular genes which predispose to certain diseases. Some are well-known diseases like cystic fibrosis, which you'd probably know already if she had, but some simply tell you that maybe, for example, in order to get lung cancer, you need to smoke, and you need to have one rather common genetic variant. And there was once a hope that you could screen lots and lots of people and tell them, oh, I'm afraid you've got the gene that if you smoke, you will almost certainly get lung cancer. And the hope was that would stop them from smoking, but it doesn't.
Now, many people worry about genome sequencing just because they are concerned about finding out what diseases or disorders they might get. But surely it's not just your genetics. Environment also plays an important role, doesn't it?
There are occasional rare genetic diseases, things like cystic fibrosis, that if you've got them, really, obviously, it's the gene that makes a big, big difference. And the environment doesn't make all that much difference. But there are many, many more, like, let's say, heart disease. If you have particular genes, it is particularly important for you to avoid a fatty diet, not to get overweight, not to smoke, and that kind of stuff. And I don't deny this is true. This is certainly true. But that's true for everybody.
Geneticist Steve Jones explaining how Catherine's sample would have been analysed to provide her with her profile of susceptibility and resistance to certain genetic disorders. To find out more about Catherine's experience, or play the range of interactive games that Channel 4 have developed to explain the world of genetics, visit the Roots website at www.rootsgame.com.
That was Mira talking to Steve Jones and Catherine Ryan about the processes and the experience of genetic profiling.